I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 15th. No word yet on the cause of a two-alarm fire that destroyed a home in West Quincy early Saturday morning when whipped flames tore through the single-family home at 40 Springfield Street at about 5:30 a.m. Two adults and three children escaped safely after a resident spotted the fire in their doorbell camera. Nobody was hurt. Quincy firefighters also battled a brush fire Saturday night. That blaze on Pine Island was visible from Fenno Street and Meadowbrook Road at about 6:30 p.m. High winds also hampered firefighting efforts there. No one was hurt. The cause is under investigation. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will ask the City Council tonight for $23 million to begin the process of creating a new home for Quincy College. Koch wants to buy the Monroe Building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center, tear it down, and build a new 15-story structure for the college and for city offices. The Council tonight will also continue discussing Koch's request for $120 million for a new police station. The Quincy Public Schools will be participating in a virtual job fair later this month in an effort to create a more diverse workforce. The event is being organized by the Massachusetts Partnership for Diversity in Education. Quincy will be one of nearly three dozen school districts participating in the event on March 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 15th.